Larry Brown, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
So you took this job 2 years ago, and the reviews at the time were pretty mixed. There was a columnist for ESPN who called it a botched coaching search. Did you ever think things at SMU would come this far this fast?
I kind of felt everything was in place if we did our part. But the fact that we've been able to, you know, play well and be lucky enough to recruit some really quality kids and get some good transfers, and it gave us a chance to be good. You know, we're very fortunate we have a great facility, but if you didn't have a good team, all you'd have is a pretty building.
I went to the Temple game, I think, which was a blowout, and that was my first chance to see the guy in the lobster suit right behind the bench. That kind of student energy is something that really didn't exist here at all before.
When you're a college coach, to see the students involved with your program and excited about it is really something that, you know, I missed. You know, you had that at UCLA and Kansas and North Carolina, but you had that because of the tradition and the fact that they've been so successful. But, you know, to see it happen here and go places and people tell you that they're thrilled for our school, that's something that I didn't realize would happen, but I'm happy I'm part of that.
Now, you hadn't coached in college in 25 years. Was it a shock coming back?
It's a never-ending job. Recruiting never stops. But I love it, to be honest with you. I love working with young people. I love being part of SMU and its community. And I love being around young coaches that want to do what I'm doing. And then my son, who's a freshman here, is my roommate. So the other night he got in pretty late, and I kind of asked him, couldn't you be doing something at 11 o'clock at night that you could be doing at 2 or 3 in the morning? And he said, you don't want to know, Dad. So,
you never had to recruit in the NBA. All that running around the country, making sales pitches to young kids and their parents, was that a tough adjustment?
Well, when you consider I was at North Carolina, UCLA, and Kansas, you don't really have to recruit because those programs sell themselves. But I don't mind doing that at SMU because I think this is a great place to go to school and play ball.
I know you traveled with the Kansas team that won the national championship in 2008. Is that what got you kind of lit the fuse for a return to college?
What really got me interested in doing this again was after I got fired from Charlotte, I wasn't working, and all these people asked me to come to their practices and observe and have input. So I got to go all over the country watching other people coach. They always told me how much I was helping them, but they didn't realize that they were saving my life and teaching me a lot about the game that I needed to learn. I didn't care if I coached college or high school or became a GM. I just wanted to be involved in our sport again.
You've moved around so much over the last 50 years. 10 NBA teams, 3 colleges. So say the Sacramento Kings come calling in the offseason. Do you still have the itch to go to the NBA?
No, I mean, at one time I would have been thrilled to take any job, to be involved with basketball in any capacity. But as long as I feel like we're making a difference and I'm helping this sport and I'm, you know, the people are comfortable here at SMU with me being part of this, I don't see any reason to leave.
Larry Brown, good luck in the tournament, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.